Major Lazer with Justin Bieber. Justin is everywhere these days. That is Cold Water. It's Beat 102 and 103. Extreme environmental athlete Gavin Hennigan comes to Kilkenny this Wednesday afternoon as part of International Mental Health Week. The Galway man rode 5,000 kilometres solo across the Atlantic as part of the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge this year. He did it in 49 days. And in February, he's taking part in a historic foot race across Alaska. And Gavin is on the phone to tell us more this morning. You're very welcome.
Great to be here. Thanks very much for having me.
So is this, do you do challenging things every day, Gavin?
No, getting out of bed now is enough for today.
Good stuff. Explain to us what an extreme environment athlete is.
It's a bit of a daft title, but basically it's just a lot of it relates to my job and places I've been. I suppose I've been to extreme environments. My job is a commercial diver, so I work very deep underwater doing construction on the oil rigs. So as that's taken me all over the world. And then I've also obviously rode across the Atlantic. I've been to the Arctic, I've been to the Antarctic. So generally, you'll find me in extreme environments.
And that's the sort of environment you like, obviously.
Yeah, I like, I like getting out into the wild and generally being on my own and, challenging myself to do different epic events.
So you rode, as we were saying earlier, 5,000 kilometres solo across the Atlantic in 49 days. You did quite well in that. You won the solo category and more.
Yeah, I was. I did quite well. I came in third overall behind two four-man boats, and then I beat all the other solos, pairs, and threes in the process. So I actually was a three-man boat an hour and a half behind me, and I was kind of in this race with them for the last week. So it was pretty hectic. Yeah, I was definitely punching way above my weight class there. But yeah, look, a lot of things went really right for me out there. I prepared really well for it over the space of 2 years. Learning everything I could about ocean rowing and the boat itself, and it all just kind of came together over the space of 49 days.
And so what, a few years beforehand, did you not know much about ocean rowing before you took this on?
Well, I actually couldn't row. I never rowed before.
Okay.
Yeah, rowing across the Atlantic was my first rowing race, which was a nice little stat. I had to learn everything, really. It was just an idea. I read this book about this guy who rode the Atlantic, and he spoke very eloquently about seeing the Milky Way in all its glory. And I suppose I was a bit of a romantic, and I was captured by this idea. And it just, once it took hold, I just couldn't get it out of my head. So I decided to commit to this challenge and, fundraising for Jigsaw and learning everything about the boat and everything. It was a massive sort of logistical operation, really, and so much went into it, and sacrificed so much, so for me to make it across like in one piece was such a huge achievement.
Wow. And as you said, you raised money for Jigsaw, and you're the national ambassador for Jigsaw as well. That's the national charity for youth mental health. And 15 years ago, your life was very different to what it is now. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's a real stark contrast. I was went into rehab just over 15 years ago for alcohol and drug addiction. Spent 6 weeks in there. I'm 21 years old. I had no leave insert. Couldn't drive. Hadn't really held down any sort of job. I started drinking and using at 16 and kind of went south very quickly. To the point where I ended up in rehab at 21. So, I suppose my own personal story really has helped me along the way, because I've kind of, after I came out of rehab and sort of got a bit of a life together, I really vowed to sort of really make the most of it and kind of go after the things that I wanted to do. And it led me down the path of adventure. I get a great buzz from being in the outdoors and in the environment and really enjoying that sort of stuff.
And you're talking to students on Wednesday. It's aimed at students, of course. Anyone can come along to the Spring Hill. But you're aiming it mostly at students. And as you said, by the time you had reached Leaving Cert age, you didn't do your Leaving Cert. You were addicted to alcohol at that age, were you, at 17?
Yeah, well, I certainly can't be giving them any tips for Leaving Cert or anything like that.
Do your Leaving Cert? Or?
No, I never did. I never finished. I got qualified as a diver when I was 23. And that's taken me all over the world. And I've earned plenty of money doing that.
Yeah,
if that's great. If that floats your boat. But talking to younger people, I suppose, because I really identify with the struggles that they go through, and I'm not that old myself, so I can still relate. And I did go through such a tough time, but I think that there's definitely inspiration that can be taken from my story.
And what are you going to talk about on Wednesday? It is aimed, as we said, at the students, and there will be buses from WIT and IT Carlow College and the St. Patrick's campus there as well to the Spring Hill in Kilkenny. What kind of stuff are you going to be talking about on the day?
So I just have a presentation with a lot of photos from all my sort of adventures and travels, you know, with some great shops from all over the world. So I'll just be sharing a lot of that along with my personal story, and then just sort of my own practical tips really around to the mental health, really my own mental sort of resilience, and that's kind of the stuff that I'd be known for, like obviously spending 49 days in a boat completely on your own and getting through it. You know, even when I got off the boat, I thought I'd fancy actually rowing back the other way, you know, so it didn't ruin me. I made it through it in one piece, and you know, I have a lot of sort of practical, you know, sort of ideas around sort of the mind and stuff, and getting through something tough like that. And I suppose really just to give younger people a bit of perspective on their own situations, you know, the stuff they're going through on a daily basis, and just realise that, you know, there's support there from family, from friends, from places like Jigsaw, and just to promote really, I suppose, asking for help and getting help, you know, like I know shame in saying that I sought help. I went to rehab at 21, you know, I had a lot of help from the community and my family, you know, because I admitted that I was out of control with alcohol and drugs, and, you know, just a message around that as well, if anybody is struggling to ask for help.
Now, you're also, as we said at the start, taking part in this historic foot race. You'll have to say what it's... Is it Aedita Sport? Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, it's called the Aedita Sport. It's kind of a name for this race that's held on the Iditarod Trail, which is a historic trail that traverses most of Alaska from just outside Anchorage all the way through the Alaska Range onto the Yukon River and finishes up in Nome on the Bering Sea.
Wow. Now, a foot race kind of sounds like you'll be having a nice leisurely walk across all these places, but I presume not.
No, I'll be dragging a sled with me with my supplies in it, so the sled will probably weigh about 25 kilos, and I'll be, in the middle of winter, sort of February, so it'll probably be minus 30, minus 40 at times. So, yeah, it's definitely a tough one now. But, you know, I've done a lot of cold weather stuff in the past, and I'm looking to draw on that experience to take on this race, which is the longest continuous foot race in the world.
Wow. And is that something you're very much looking forward to? Like, how does your brain kind of process this? Is it when you're in it that it really becomes reality, or are you gearing up to it right now?
I'm gearing up to it in a lot of ways, you know, but I suppose knowing from you know, the stuff that I've done in the past, it's very hard to replicate the environment, obviously living in the west coast of Ireland with the temperatures and stuff like that. But I will go away training at the end of December to colder weather. And again, then just it's very hard to replicate what it feels like to be, you know, 2 weeks into an expedition, you know, and that's what happened with the Atlantic, you know. You can't really recreate that. So there's a lot of unknowns, but that makes this partly exciting for me. And also, yeah, it's like going out there and sort of adapting to conditions and sort of morphing into a different person, really, you know, as it will get you to sort of through that experience. And that's kind of the stuff that I've done in the past. And I kind of really enjoy that sort of challenge and being able to go out and really just see it as just a massive adventure going across, you know, either the ocean or sort of somewhere like Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly what it is. Well, as we said, you're going to be in the Spring Hill Hotel, Spring Hill Court even, in Kilkenny from noon on Wednesday. You can get more details on yourmentalhealth.ie, and people can check out your website as well, Gavin. It's gavinhennigan.com. Gavin, enjoy your time in the southeast now on Wednesday, and we'll chat to you again soon.
Thanks very much. See you.